Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me today, this beautiful Sabbath morning. It is Saturday, and I tell you, I am kind of stoked, guys. I'm kind of happy. And the reason why I'm a little bit excited today is because it looks like over here on the East Coast in Pennsylvania that it is done. The snow is done. It looks like that, right? So I'm excited because I get the opportunity to sit here and hear the birds behind me, and it sounds a lot like spring. So those little things, they make me pretty excited. There's snow everywhere, folks. We got hit with snow like you would not believe this last 2 weeks. The last couple of days ago, I think we hit worth 6 inches worth. But I'm excited because I'm looking right now at these beautiful birds. They're nesting in the trees, and they're kind of singing over here, so it's pretty cool. I wish you could hear it. Anyhow, I'm glad you could join me today to just hear from the Lord and see what the Lord would say to us today to encourage our hearts along in this beautiful Christian journey. I pray that all is well with you and yours, and that you're as happy as I am, not just because the snow looks done and the birds are singing a beautiful song, but because you feel the song of the Lord in your own heart, that you are happy in Christ. Amen. Well, I tell you what, today I'm excited because we get the opportunity to just share a little bit from a famous author and preacher, Charles Spurgeon. I'm excited about that. So we'll be talking about having faith in God. You know, we've all had questions about faith, right? And one of the questions that came to mind to me is, have you ever struggled with your faith in Christ? You know, some people think, well, you're supposed to always be up, you know. and sometimes we find ourselves in a struggle, right? So the question has to be asked, have you ever really struggled in your faith in Christ? And has the question whether you have faith in God or enough faith even come up, right? You know, sometimes we'll question whether I don't have enough faith or I need more faith or I need larger faith and all that kind of stuff. And so we need to look at these things and see where are we in our experience with that. You know, has the question ever come up, do I have enough faith within our walk? So we want to explore a little bit of that today. And today we want to hear from our revered brother in Christ, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Now, this name may be familiar to you, for some of you. He lived over 100 years ago, yet the Christian devotionals and books that he left behind are so poignant that we still refer them to them today. You know, there's so few books today that will make alive the words of Christ in a way that they are relatable for all time. And this is what our brother Charles Spurgeon has been able to do with his writings. Charles Spurgeon was anointed in a way that kept the focus on the believer coming to love and know Jesus and understand the heart of God and want to grow closer to him. And that's a blessing. We want the encouraging words of other believers through books and audios and whatever other venues to draw us closer to Christ. Amen? So Spurgeon was gifted in this way that he was able to point people to Christ in every single writing he ever wrote. And from what I understand, history says that he has written the most books, Christian books, and the most, I believe it's sermons, that have been referred to today. And each and every one of them has been able to point towards Christ and the embers in our faith being stoked in him. So I wanted to refer a little bit to Spurgeon today just to kind of encourage your heart along in this journey. We often talk about just fellowshipping a little bit as we come together on Your Land Alive. And you know that's always what I want to do to fellowship, right? So if you want to share a quick testimony or just and send an encouraging word to someone in the audience, feel free to give us a call. We are at 347-934-0479. You will be live on air, and you will be able to share what blessing God has given you as we're talking about this having faith in God today. Amen? Again, that number is 347-934-0479. Bless the Lord Almighty. And also, speaking of Charles Spurgeon, if these words that we talk about today really encourage your heart and you want to know more about that devotional, it's a wonderful devotional. I have it here in my hand, bless the Lord. You can read this short devotional in the morning and one in the evening, thus the name morning and evening. And it's really poignant with scripture-based, and I love that it is so to the point, and it just refires you in Christ for your morning. And as you lay your head down, you get settled in bed, you can read the evening portion and let that word ring true in your spirit even throughout your sleep. And you find yourself encouraged coming in the morning and going, you know, to sleep at night. So I always recommend materials that are good and will be a blessing that will point you to Christ. And I do recommend Morning and Evening by Charles H. Spurgeon. This is the updated edition. It's the classical devotional, and it's been reworded just a little bit, but it is a blessing to help you along your walk. So if you're interested, that's the book. Okay, bless the Lord. So today's scripture is found in the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 22. And it says, "And Jesus said, have faith in God." Now, that's a really short scripture, right? And we want to look at that and find out, okay, why is Jesus saying have faith in God? And so since I'm one of those who want to peel back the layers and find out what's actually going on here, I decided to look up that word faith in its original language. And in the Greek, that word faith means pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S, which means a belief with the predominant idea of trust or confidence, whether in God or in Christ. Springing from faith in the same. So basically, you having this belief, a predominant trust and confidence in God or Christ, either source, springing from your faith in the same, which means would be springing from God. So God gives you the faith, and you use that same faith to trust in Him. It's a cyclic type effect there. Okay, it also means fidelity, character of one who can be relied on. So you find here that faith is telling us that we have this ability to trust and be confident in God and Christ based on His fidelity, His character. Amen? That's a blessing. So the faith is not based on what I can do and who I am. The faith is based on who God is. It's a trust and a confidence that's placed in God based on His character. So faith comes, as the scripture says, by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. So when we hear the word of God, we get faith in the character and the fidelity of God. So this is why it's important for us to be encouraged in the scriptures, to constantly keep them before us, to use devotionals such as morning and evening, and to be able to use materials that we find from authors who are walking in the faith and staying the course, because they are tools to help us to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And with that being said, feel free to look up on Amazon.com or any other ebook outlet for the book Life-Changing Prevailing Prayer. I wrote that book some years ago, and it deals with some of these very things that we're talking about as far as what Charles Spurgeon is even saying. Because I believe that he speaks the same thing that I've been relaying through my books. So if you're interested in that, look for that. It's Life-Changing Prevailing Prayer. That's just a bit of a digression there. The whole idea is that these materials are formed so that you can be strong in your faith, strong in your trust, strong in your confidence in God and His character. So we want to rely on God by faith so that we will be able to walk in His kingdom mindset, so that we can have prevailing lives that are not succumb to the works of darkness. you know, a lot of times we do fall prey to the situations and the enemy's fiery darts. And we get sick of that whole cycle, right, where we're just constantly being hit by the enemy and falling down. Well, as we are stoking the embers of our faith through these materials, through prayer, through fellowship, through the Word of God, we are then strengthened to stand firmly and confidently in the things of God. Amen. So this is what I'm praying that you can be able to take away for your day today, you know, that you can enjoy as you reflect and rest today on the Sabbath, that might help you to become all that God has intended for you to be from the foundation of the world. So again, that scripture is Mark 11, verse 22. And it says, and Jesus said, have faith in God. And so as we're talking about faith, let's look at what Spurgeon had to say about faith. I'm reading from the March devotional, and it is dated March 7th, the morning devotional. And it says, faith gives the soul feet for marching along the road of the commandments. Love can make the feet move swiftly, but faith is the foot that carries the soul. Faith oils the wheels of the holy devotion and sincere godliness. Without faith, the chariot has no wheels, and we drag along. With faith, I can do all things. Without faith, I have neither the inclination nor the power to do anything in God's service. If you want to find those who serve God best, look for those with the most faith. A little faith will save a person, but it will not do great things for God. Bunyan's character, Little Faith, could not fight Apollyon. It needed Christian to do that. Neither could poor Little Faith slay Giant Despair. It required Greatheart's arm to knock that monster down. Little Faith will most certainly go to heaven, but it often has to hide itself in a nutshell, and it frequently loses everything but its jewels. Little Faith says, it is a rough road with sharp thorns and many dangers. I'm afraid to go. But Great Faith boldly ventures forth, remembering this promise, your shoes shall be iron and bronze. As your days, so shall your strength be. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 25. Little Faith stands despondent, crying at the river. But Great Faith sings, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overflow you. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. Then Great Faith immediately fords the stream. Do you want to be comforted and happy and enjoy religion? Would you have the religion of cheerfulness and not of gloom? Then have great faith in God. If you love darkness and are satisfied to live in gloom and misery, then be content with a little faith. But if you love the sunshine and would sing the songs of rejoicing, then earnestly seek the great gift, great faith. And that is from the March 7 morning devotional here in Morning and Evening by Charles Spurgeon. Wow, that was really mighty. We look at the analogy that he made from the book, and you've heard me say this in past segments and other shows. One of my favorite books of all time and even films of all time is The Pilgrim's Progress. And here you hear Spurgeon referring to The Pilgrim's Progress. And The Pilgrim's Progress is an allegory where he uses characters to display certain characteristics of the faith and of the enemies of our soul. And here he uses the characteristics of Little Faith, who is a character, and of Great Faith, who is a character. And he makes it pointedly here, he makes it clear that Little Faith is a believer. Little Faith is going to go to heaven, but he's going to go with no great rewards. He's going to go without having really experienced the fullness of who God is. That's where you see Great Faith being strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Great faith is willing to boldly venture and go forth with the mind of Christ, thinking about the promises of God. Here he uses Deuteronomy 33, verses 25, to say, your shoes shall be iron and bronze, and your days, so shall your strength be. As your days, it says, so shall your strength be. And we look at that. He's got the word of God, the promises of God, forefront in his mind. And he's walking in that. And he's recognizing that he cannot be, quote unquote, defeated because he is walking in the promises of God. How rich. I get excited, guys, about this. This is rich because as we allow our faith to bloom and grow based on the fertile soil of God's word, we become strong, we become resilient, and we're able to weather the deep storms that we face from day to day. And how many of you guys know that we are seeing great storms day to day? We see storms in our lives in places we had never imagined. We see it in our relationships with our children. We see it in our relationships with our siblings. We see it in our relationships with our parents and our loved ones, our spouses. On our job, we see people constantly clashing because of lack of faith, because of little faith, and many other situations that come as deterrents in life, causing us to be veered off of the road that God has called us to walk. We tend not to see these situations from those particular eyes. We look at it as, well, these things are just happening in my life, and I got to figure out how to get through them, not realizing that as believers, as Christians, Christians, little Christ-like ones, we are to walk as Christ walked. And here we see Christ himself saying, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have your trust and your confidence in God. So that like great faith, you will be willing to pick up your sword and not think so much so about your own skill, but the skill that the Lord empowers you with in the moment as a result of you standing firm in his word. I'm praying that this blesses your heart today. God wants us to have faith in him, to trust him, to be confident in his fidelity and his character. And I'll tell you this, the opportunity to mistrust God will be there all day, every day. You know, I go through that quite often. Do I trust God with my finances or do I do it my own way? Amen? You know, you already know, guys, that I'm going to keep it real, right? I'm always going in my own backyard. It's just the easiest yard to get into. Amen? So we've got to recognize that as these things come about in our lives, if we will trust the Lord and stand firm on his word, we will see fruit. We'll see fruit, and he will help us to be delivered every single time. That, my friend, is the God that we serve, one who cares about the outcomes, because guess what? The outcomes for the believer, they are testimonies to his own faithfulness. Remember, God said he would place his word high above his name. So in him doing that, that means that when he makes these contracts with us Christians, he's going to do his part to bring it to pass because his name, his reputation is at stake. That's the God we serve. So the Lord is looking to find the faithful, those who will stand on his word so that he can show himself mighty and strong. And as he does that in us, others see that and they can be encouraged. And we can exhort one another daily, as the scripture says, so that we all can walk in this truth and this valiance in Jesus Christ. I want us to be able to have some pistis, the P-I-S-T-I-S, that strong faith in Christ, that strong trust and confidence in who God is. That's what I'd like for us to have today. Let's begin to believe God at his word. Now, I know the situation is dire and it's tough. I know you need money and you need it now. And there are several carrots dangling in your face, and if you just take this way, you'll get it right this very second. God can show up whenever he shows up, but you can get this right now. Tempting us to go about it some other way, tempting us to go about it in the way that's easy and quick, right? When God said, if you would just wait on me, not only will I meet that need in the appropriate time, but that one need being met will open the door to many more resources. I believe that's a word for somebody today. we have to be willing to trust God in those places where we could very easily get in there and work it out on our own, to the point where we're saying, I can do this my way, and I can accomplish all things through my own strength. That's not the God we serve. He empowers us, body of Christ, so that while we're walking in him, we can produce the best godly fruit. That brings to mind, right now my family and I are really doing well. We're clean eating at this time. And so we're doing well in trying to treat our bodies with respect and honor God and do what I call worshipful eating, right? And that's a whole other show. Maybe we'll do that show one day. But in this process, we have chosen to do organic foods, foods that have not been processed. Everything that we're eating is lean and green. And so in this process, we've chosen to do the organic. And the organic does not have the pesticides. It does not have the same growth process as far as the chemicals and all that on it, as opposed to your general vegetables and foods. And we've done this because we want it to remain pure. It gives us the most nutrients. It gives us the most healthy benefit. Okay? And so the same thing is happening when it comes down to our choices, when it comes down not just to our food, but even with our lifestyle. We can choose the latter. We can walk in normalcy like everybody else. And will we be fed or will we be saved? You know, in analogy there? Yeah. But that won't lead to my optimal living. That will not lead to my optimal health. Are you following me here? But if I go organic, or should I say if I go God, by faith in his word, something happens where I'm empowered not just to have been satiated because of the meal that I just had, but also that it will keep on feeding my system, keep feeding my body, in that my cells are rejuvenated, my organs are able to be flushed and cleaned and appropriately operate the way God intended from the very beginning of time. This is what this particular track, this organic or this better food lifestyle will lead to for me. And so in the same way, we in the faith need to be willing to go organic, or should I say go God, and trust God's word, his process for growth for us as believers. Because in it, we will get the most pure fruit. We'll get the most pure outcome. We will see God be able to have us align with the kingdom of God so that we become what God has called us to be from the very foundation of the world. I'm exciting myself, guys. I hope you are getting this. Bless the Lord. It is just that rich. So God is calling us to have faith in him, because as we have faith in him and his word and we lean on his promises, guess what? We get kingdom of God results. Bless the Lord Almighty. I hope you're getting this today. So today, Charles Spurgeon is encouraging us as Christians to trust God, to lean on the arm of the Lord. Although we see Little Faith saying it's a rough road with sharp thorns and many dangers and he's afraid to go, we can be like Great Faith and boldly venture forth, remembering that the promises of God are there, that says your shoes shall be iron and brass and bronze, I'm sorry, and your days shall, as your days, so shall your strength be. We can lean on the promises, knowing that God will strengthen us through the journey. He will protect us. He will feed us. He will clothe us. He will take care of us when we walk in his word. I heard the word say one day, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. What a strong and wonderful word. God knows how to take care of what belongs to him. He knows how to take care of what belongs to him. And dear sister or brother, you belong to God. You belong to him. Whether your faith be little or great, you belong to him. What we're hearing here is the more excellent way. Have faith in God. Trust in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who saved you from yourself when you were caught in your own sins and you were struggling with your own mess and you were trying to figure out, how do I live this life? I can't do it on my own. You remember those days. And there was a time when you trusted God. You said, I'm going to trust God with this addiction, or I'm going to trust God with this eating disorder. I'm going to trust God with this woman or man. And you backed up and you let the word of God run your life, and you realized that God resolved it. Come on, folks. We know. We need to learn to trust and have confidence in God that springs from this faith. because of his character and his fidelity. God said that his words are greater than his own name. He has a great stake, brother and sister, in his outcomes. And so we need to come to the Lord in prayer. We need to ask him and say, look, Lord, this is where I'm at. This is where I'm at in my faith. I'm feeling a little dry here, and I'm not feeling the strength or the confidence or the boldness that we talked about here through Spurgeon's words. I'm not seeing that bold venturing that great faith had in my own walk. I'm not seeing that, but I want to. And I'm not fighting and defeating Apollyon, which represents the devil, or giant despair, which could in many of our lives be depression, anxiety, angst, indifference. Little faith is not really doing well at defeating that, but great faith is. He's going forth boldly. And this is what God wants for you, to be able to go forth boldly. That's his promise to you as you rest in his word. So be willing to pray and say, Father, look, this is where I am. I don't want to be here anymore. I want to be strong. I want to be like grace. And he will honor it. Confess to him where you are. This is where I am in my walk, Lord. It's feeling dry. I'm not feeling your presence. I'm not seeing you move in my life like I need you to. I'm not hearing from you clear enough to make a good decision. Some of us are in the middle of making decisions for our lives, and we're not hearing right away, so we feel like God is not talking. Trust me when I tell you, God is talking. He's always talking. Question is, are we in the spiritual state to hear him? So get still. And sometimes I'll say this, when we are waiting for a word from God, we haven't heard because we haven't gotten still enough. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen you. He'll strengthen your heart, the scripture says. So be a brave heart. Be a great faith person, and wait on God. Okay? And let's see him do that promised work in our lives. Not only will he meet your need, whatever that need may be or what you think may be a need, but he will bless you in a way that whatever your choice may be will not just bless you for that situation. It will bless you time. It will bless you going forward. That's the way God blesses his people. He doesn't drop you crumbs and say, be satisfied with that. If you get a crumb, that means that the cage is being shaken, but the blessing is not there yet. Don't accept the crumb as the answer. Bless the Lord. Don't accept the crumb as the answer. That must be for somebody because that was nowhere near what I was going to say. Don't accept the crumb as an answer. Wait on God. It's coming. It's not going to come at the time you think. You know, you're thinking, okay, 12:30, the blessing's got to be here, or it just won't work, or God would have failed me. No. God doesn't work inside of human time. He's outside of time. Remember, he created time for mankind. And he works when he sees that the person is in the right place and right condition to receive. That is the God we serve. And so we need to lean on and trust and be confident in his character to be able to meet those needs. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. That's the God we serve, family. And I'm encouraging you to lean on him. Trust him. Have faith in God. Trust in God, and as a result, experience the promises of God. Amen? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice, whether they be listening live or whether they be listening through the archives. Bless them and keep them. Let your face shine upon them. Guide their steps, Lord, and strengthen them. Stoke the embers of their faith, Father, that they might move from little faith or no faith to great faith in the name of Jesus. God, I understand that this is a war and it is a struggle, and that from day to day, sometimes it can be tough and it can be very hard to just trust because we don't see your character in front of us and we don't see your fidelity right there in the moment in front of us. But God, help us to recall like David did in the Psalms, the promises of God, the works and the acts of God in those moments to encourage our souls to trust you and to lean on you when it seems like we can't. Lord God, stoke the embers today. Stoke the embers today in the hearts of your children, that they might be strong in you, Lord, and in the power of your might. Help your children, Father God, to toss aside every weight that so easily besets them, and to begin to trust you in ways they had never thought they could trust, to lean on you concerning their finances, to lean on you concerning their families, to lean on you concerning their work and all the things, Lord, that life brings before them, to lean on you about these court cases and even where they've been defrauded by another, to trust you, Father God, and know that you will meet every need. Father, do a special work in the heart of that one, just saying, Lord, I just feel so stunned by life. I'm not sure how to get up from here. But in the name of Jesus, I speak life to you. I speak the life of Christ by the blood of Jesus over you in the name of Jesus. Get up from the place of despondency in Jesus' name. I speak even now that you're able by the Spirit of God and by the Word of God to conquer every foe in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Every weapon that comes against you will not stand in the name of Jesus. I speak that word over you. And I speak strength to your bones to begin this journey in Jesus' name. Father, do this work in your children. Help them, Father God, to connect in a way that really brings true fellowship, true connectedness, that the body of Christ might be strong in these last and evil days to combat the works of darkness right there where they live and become the people of God you call them to be. I thank you for this, Father, and I praise you for this, Father. There's somebody who's listening who is searching. You're searching for some way to get a hold of God's hand. You've been through the whole religious gamut. You're running to churches. You visit it, and nothing seems to be speaking to your heart. God wants you to begin to seek him. He's saying find time to get alone and get still. That's been the hard part, just getting still before God. Okay, Lord, I'm sitting here. What should I do now, right? God is saying get still. Find the word of God. Get one scripture. Get still for that little bit. Read that word. And listen to it, meditate on it, let it become life to your bones. Let it encourage you to the point of confidence. Let that scripture encourage you to the point of trusting God's character. The book of Psalms are a very good place to start because David had gone through so much. He spoke these things, and he was speaking them to encourage himself in the Lord so that he could remain faithful. And this is going to be important for you. As you're still before God reading his word, and meditating on his word in Psalms and other places, you'll be strengthened to be able to fight the good fight of faith. This is going to be recorded. So if this word is for you, go back and listen to this again. If you can, even write it down so that you can understand the instructions that God is giving you to be able to overcome. Because he wants you to end this particular struggle of trying to believe him. Amen. So begin even today to do this particular word. Take these instructions. I'm showing you by faith how to walk in faith. So we're going to learn to sit before God, get settled, and listen to his word, and meditate on it. That means to think about it, ruminate on it, imagine it, see it, okay? Be encouraged by it. Let it persuade you. As you're doing that, it will build your confidence in God and your trust in him. Okay? These scriptures will show you about God's fidelity according to the definition of faith. It'll show you and instruct you about his character. And this is going to build your ability to be able to trust him in those tough times. All right? And as you do that, then make your decisions based on it. So as where you were going to go and try to do something in your own strength to make it happen, you'll feel the prompting of God to tell you whether to do it or not to do it. Bless God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, bless the Lord. That was good. Thank you, Jesus. So, if that's you, please do listen to this again and write those words down and follow the instructions. You know, we can't get God's results if we don't follow God's instructions. Okay? So, as the people of God, we need to practice being like great faith in John Bunyan's book and actually walk in the promises, walk in the instructions of God's word. And this is that process that Spurgeon was talking about in the very beginning of this devotion, where he says faith gives the soul feet for marching along the road of the commandments. That's what he's talking about. Those commandments being the words and the promises of God, the instructions of God. not just the Ten Commandments, but all of them that relate to the believer. Amen? So I want you encouraged today, body of Christ. If you want prayer, if you would like to reach out and talk to somebody, you know, about these things or just be encouraged by the word, feel free to give our office a call. We can be reached at 484-626-5024. That is our office number. Obviously, we're not there 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, but as much as God's empowered us, we are more than willing to reach out to you and pray with you and be encouraged by you. If you have a testimony as to what God is doing in your heart and in your life, whether through our ministry or wherever you are, feel free to do that. Also, there's more encouragement here at Ulanda Live. Feel free to go back into the archives and listen to previous segments, okay? These things are here for your encouragement and your edification. Bless the Lord. And we do this, obviously, without charge, because this is the blessing that God has given us. Amen? Also, we have for other issues that you really want to and need to resolve through the faith-based counseling, we have Christian counseling services. You can find out information there at hearttoheal.org. That's www.hearttoheal.org. The ministry piece is ulandadavis.com. That's ulandadavis.com. Either of these resources are there to encourage you. We'd be glad to join you in faith, join hands in faith. And, you know, the cool thing is that once it's all said and done, body of Christ, once all of our lives have been spent in the way that we feel that God has led us, we'll meet if we have little faith or great faith, hopefully all great faith, right, in the kingdom of God. And we'll be able to rejoice together at what God has done throughout our lives. Wouldn't that be a blessing? I mean, isn't this really what this is all about? That one day we'll all get to rejoice in the New Jerusalem together based on God's faithfulness to us and his ability to live through us. I want to leave you with this. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. The life I live, I now live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Okay? He says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. It's the other piece I left out. Nevertheless, I live. I'm crucified. In other words, I'm dead. But I live. And this life I live by faith in the Son of God. And some translation says, through the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This is our credo, our desire as people of God. Begin to live our lives to sin, but alive to Christ, so that he can bless us, so that we are walking in the kingdom of God. Because what's happening there is Christ is living in and through us. He gets to be the one who uses our bodies to carry out his kingdom in the earth. That, my friend, is the life of faith, having faith in God. I'm asking you to join me on this journey. Be blessed, and let the Lord minister to you consistently today on this Sabbath and every other day. I love you in Christ. And I'm here as your sister to continue to enjoy the journey with you. Be blessed now, guys. Amen.